South Korea is in East Asia. It is on the southern part of the Korean Peninsula. A peninsula is land with water on three sides. Seoul is the capital city. The Han River goes through the city area. Many people know Seoul for music, cafes, fashion, shopping, and fast trains. This lesson uses named places instead of one simple image. Gyeongbokgung Palace teaches royal history. Gwangjang Market shows market food, Myeongdong shows visitor shopping, and the Han River gives open city space. Use real names to make the map clear. Gyeongbokgung Palace and Gwangwamun Square show royal history near the old center of Seoul. Bukchon Hanok Village and Insadong are nearby culture areas. Gwangjang Market is a food market name. Myeongdong, Namdamun Market, and Dongdamun are shopping names, but each one has a different job. The Han River is also important because it is a real line through the city. A visitor can plan a day around palace history, market food, shopping streets, and river or tower views. Seoul becomes easier to understand when each name has a purpose. Gyeongbokgung Palace is not just an old place. It was the first main palace of the Joseon Dynasty in Seoul. It teaches royal history, government history, gates, courtyards, and palace buildings. Near it, Gwanghwamun Square has a large public space and the statue of King Sejong, an important Korean king. Bukchon Hanok Village is also specific. It sits between Gyeongbokgung Palace and Changdeokgung Palace. A hanok is a traditional Korean house, and Bukchon shows hanok roofs and narrow streets close to modern Seoul. Insadong is nearby and is useful for crafts, tea, small shops, and traditional culture. Ensol Tower is a different kind of place. It is on Namsan Mountain, so it teaches the idea of a city view point. From there, Seoul looks like roads, buildings, hills, and lights. The Han River parks show another real side of the city. People walk, ride bikes, rest, and meet friends near the water. These names teach a simple idea. Gyeongbokgung is for royal history. Bukchon is for Hanok streets. Insadong is for traditional shops and tea. Ensol Tower is for a high city view. The Han River is for open public space. Food in Seoul is not only one thing. The place changes the meal. A visitor can eat in Gwangjang Market, a small restaurant, a cafe, a department store food hall, or a street food area in Myeongdong. Gwangjang Market is the main example for market food. It is known for a busy food street with many choices. A visitor may see bindaetteok, a mung bean pancake, plus gimbap, handmade noodles, bibimbap, and other dishes. Some stalls also sell yukko, a raw beef dish, so visitors should choose what feels comfortable. For a sit-down meal, common examples include bulgogi, bibimbap, and samgyeopsal. Bulgogi is thinly sliced marinated beef. Bibimbap is rice with vegetables and other toppings. Samgyeopsal is grilled pork belly. These examples show that Korean food is not one taste. Some food is spicy, some food is mild, some meals are quick, some meals are slow and social. Shopping in Seoul is easier when you know the job of each district. Myeongdong is one of Seoul's main visitor shopping areas. Many visitors go there for clothes, cosmetics, shoes, accessories, department stores, and street food. Namdaemun Market is different. The Seoul Tourism Guide describes it as Korea's largest traditional market. It is near the old Namdaemun Gate area and is useful for many kinds of goods, food, and small shops. Dongdaemun is another shopping name, but its job is fashion. The Seoul Tourism Guide describes Dongdaemun Market as a very large wholesale and retail shopping district with many malls, specialty shops, and clothing-related businesses. Hongdae is different again. It is known for youth culture, music, cafes, fashion, and a lively street feeling. A visitor can get confused when every district is called a shopping area. The name is similar, but the job is different. Myeongdong is useful for visitor-friendly shopping and cosmetics. Namdaemun is a traditional market. Dongdaemun is connected with fashion supply and big shopping buildings. Hongdae is for a cafe, music, and youth culture walk. A simple travel day in Seoul can use real names. In the morning, visit Gyeongbokgung Palace, then walk toward Gwangwamun Square. If you want quieter streets, choose Bukchon Hanok Village. If you want crafts, tea, and small shops, choose Insadong. At lunch, choose Gwangjang Market for a busy market food experience, or choose a small restaurant for bulgogi, bibimbap, or samgyeopsal. In the afternoon, choose Myeongdong for cosmetics and visitor shopping, Namdaemun Market for a traditional market, or Dongdaemun for fashion shopping. In the evening, choose En Seoul Tower for a high city view or a Han River Park for an open walk near the water. This plan is simple, but it helps. Seoul is large, so 10 places in one day can become too much. One palace or Hanok area, one food place, one shopping district, and one view or river stop give the day a clear shape.